We're on the phone with Ben Gross, and Ben, tonight is the opening night for the Tryon Bulldogs for the 10th season that you'll be broadcasting along with Jeremy Burke. It doesn't seem like it's been 10 years, does it?
It sure does, Jimmy. It goes by, life goes by fast.
It sure does. Well, you and Jeremy have done a good job for us over these past 10 years, and what are the Tryon Bulldogs looking like for this season?
Well, Jimmy had a few skilled players they had to replace from last year, but what we saw at the scrimmage against Chattooga 2 weeks ago, they looked really good. A couple new starters on the line, but they bring a really good quarterback, return a senior quarterback in Jarrett Gill and Tanner Raley, a wingback. Those are two big playmakers for them. I think they'll be playing an overmatched Lafitte team tonight. I think this would be a big night for Tryon, but you got a couple games here, first few weeks of the season to work all your kinks out and get ready for region play later on. But I know everybody in Tryon is really excited to get this season kicked off at home tonight.
Looking at the schedule for this year, they're going to be facing some pretty tough opponents, aren't they?
Oh yeah, I mean with Bremen and Bowden back on the schedule, that right there is. I mean, that's tremendous, and we were talking 2 weeks ago at the scrimmage. It's been a long time since we've got Bremen and Bowden at home in back-to-back weeks there.
Wow.
That hadn't happened in a long time, and, Bremen hired a new coach a year or two ago. It's actually the old Georgia defensive coordinator, Irk Russell, with his grandson, is the coach down there, and Bremen, they struggled in their region last year, but when Tryon went down there last year, that was a very young, very good football team. Bowden always has a lot of speed. But, yeah, I'm glad to see the region come back to closer to it was before all the private schools infiltrated it. But definitely the downside of that is the schedule definitely got tougher.
Right. Well, you can't talk about the Tryon Bulldogs without talking about their matchup with Gordon Lee this year. What does that look like?
Well, with Gordon Lee, you never know what's going to happen in that game, Jimmy. Tryon's got the best of them here the last couple of years, and one of the Tryon's defensive coordinator from the last several years, Josh Gross, who just did a tremendous job at Tryon as a defensive coordinator, he's gone back to Gordon Lee. I'm sure that's a concern up there. He's got a good idea of what Tryon does, and he just took a lot of knowledge with him, but I know everybody in Tryon has a lot of respect for Coach Gross and that program up there. Gordon Lee will definitely give Tryon all they can handle like they always do. That is a great rivalry, and it's great to see it be a region rivalry again.
Right.
And that game is just supposed to be played in November, not in August or September like it's been the last couple of years. So,
right.
But that's usually Tryon's biggest game on their schedule as far as as a pride standpoint, and a lot of times playoff implications are on the line.
Right. Well, coming up tonight at Sam R. McCain Stadium, they're going to be doing a dedication of a bust of Coach Blevins. That's going to be taking place during your pregame show.
Absolutely, Jimmy. I mean, to Tryon people, Coach Blevins is up there, with Coach McCain and that 74 state championship team he had. I mean, he was just a Coach Blevins, and I call him Mr. Blevins. He was my principal up there for so many years. But I just can't put into words how much he means to the people of Tryon up there. I mean, he just kind of encapsulates everything that Tryon is about. And I'm glad they're doing this because I mean, to try to put into words the impact he had on that system up there is just it's hard to do.
Right, and I mean, if you're our age or even a little bit older, when you think about Tryon, you think about Mr. Blevins.
To me, if I had to put if you had to put a face on the Tryon Bulldogs on their both the school and the athletics program, probably some people back. Older generations may say that was Sam McCain, but pretty much anybody from 1970 on,
mm-hmm.
like Clarence Blevins is it.
Right.
He won a state championship there. His teams were always very, very competitive. But to bring home a state title like that, that's just, that was tremendous. But then, he was a principal there for many years, Jimmy, and when I was going through school, you know, Mr. Blevins was there, and he just he ran that place with an iron fist, but it ran like a sewing machine.
Right.
And, you know, the older you get, you look back on when you went to school and everything and how the school was ran up there. I mean, you just really appreciate it. And
Coach right.
Blevins, everybody talks about him being a coach and everything, but he was he was a great administrator
too. Right, right. Well, we look forward to hearing you and Jeremy tonight here on the radio. It'll be our first regular season broadcast, and we're welcoming you and Jeremy back for the 10th year. Y'all do a tremendous job, and y'all get a lot of credit from all over for your announcing on AM 1180.
Well, Jimmy, we just have so much fun. You know, Burke and I went to school together. We played football together. And I remember when they interviewed us a couple years ago for a story in one of the newspapers or something, it said it's just two friends talking football.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've done it long enough where we feel comfortable in our own skin doing it now. You know, I know when I got Jeremy out there the first couple games that first year, you know, he was so nervous he couldn't stand it. But now I can't get him to be quiet. we really have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, it means a lot to me and Jeremy that we can paint a picture of the game for the people at home, and we love to hear that they enjoy the broadcast, because we want people to be able to sit by the radio on Friday night and really enjoy what they're listening to.
And we want to mention this, too. This year we're going to be doing something different. We're going to be rebroadcasting the game on Saturday afternoon. And normally we'll do that at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoons, but this week we're going to have to do it at 4 because Bonnie and I are going to be broadcasting from the Chattooga County Agricultural Fair from 2 to 4. So we'll have a replay of the trying game coming up on Saturday at 4 p.m.
Yeah, Jimmy, I remember back when I was in high school many moons ago, back in the old WGTA days, they would do a tape delay of...
We sure did.
...of the game on Friday night that wasn't on the air, and whenever it was a trying game, I can remember many times getting up on... I think they would play it on Saturday morning.
Yeah, we usually did it after the 8 o'clock newscast on Saturday mornings.
I could remember getting up, wanting to listen to that game on the radio.
Yeah.
That was... I'm glad we're starting that this year.
Yeah. Well, Ben, we're looking forward to tonight's broadcast, and congratulations to you and Jeremy on your 10th year of broadcasting Tryon Bulldogs football.
Oh, so thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Hey, Ben, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. I'll play.